Good morning and welcome to worship this morning on this 19th Sunday after Trinity. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. The prayer for today, the 19th Sunday after Trinity. Faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love new every morning. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and another a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. This is the gospel of the Lord. So I thought I'd start this morning by telling you something about me for a change. I am amazing, and I thank God because he has given me so much. He's placed me in a good family. We have food in the cupboards, some of which I like. I'm employable. I pray regularly. I fulfill my duty to God in numerous ways. And I am so blessed by God that I have people around me who love me. And I thank God that I'm a good person, unlike some that I know. I'm not like some of the people I have met in the past. Obviously, nobody here. And I thank God for that. I will leave it up to you to decide whether any of that is true about me. Yet that is how, in our gospel reading today, our Pharisee prays. I'll repeat it again. What the Bible said. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all my income. Which might seem a little bit much for a Pharisee to be praying, even one who followed the rules of the law to the letter. And yet Jesus isn't far off quoting this and saying how this is a Pharisee would pray. Because there's records that show that that is the type of prayer that they prayed. An example quite close to it is this. I praise thee that thou hast not allowed my lot to fall among the worthless community, nor assigned me part in the circle of the secret. I don't know what the circle of the secret is. But it's a prayer that Pharisees would have used. So those listening to this parable would have known that that was how Pharisees pray, saying how God must be so grateful to them for all that they do because of how righteous they are in their keeping of the law of Moses. And this individual self-promotion is what's needed to get ahead in order to be the best, to get the best job, to impress others with just how well you know yourself. And it reminds me of the TV show The Apprentice, where candidates introduce themselves on camera and show off how they think that they are the best person for the job, how they should be Alan Sugar's next apprentice or business partner. And normally over the weeks, they then show themselves to have very little common sense in any of the tasks that they are asked to take. But they still sit in front of their God, Alan Sugar, and tell them how amazing they are, even when the task has completely failed. However, you wouldn't expect a priest to stand up and say those things to God, just as the Pharisees did. But Jesus' listeners would have expected that because it was normal for them. What the Pharisee said about himself was probably true. But Jesus' focus is actually on the other prayer, that of the tax collector. Tax collectors were not liked in Jerusalem around that time. They collected the taxes for the Romans, and in the case of Zacchaeus, as well as many others, they often charged way too much and kept the difference. It would be easy at first glance to think that these two individuals as polar opposites, yet they actually have far more in common than either of them possibly realise. They both had come to the temple to pray. They both believed in God as creator, as lawgiver, as judge, who is holy and who is righteous, who's merciful, gracious, and compassionate. They just come to God in two very, very different ways. And the different ways speaks volumes about how they view their relationship with God and their own understanding of themselves. The tax collector was under no illusions as to what people thought about him and the job that he did. All that he knew that he was a sinner. He wasn't there to brag in a prayer to God about how all his good points and all the religious things that he did or didn't do. He came before God and he cried out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And those listening to the parable as Jesus is saying it would have agreed to what this man said. Yes, he was a sinner. Yes, he was a tax collector. And of course, yes, he was in need of God's mercy. No one else would show him mercy and understanding. Only God would do that for the tax collectors. And the next bit of our gospel reading would have shocked those who were listening. The fact that out of the two, it's the tax collector who Jesus said is justified. That's the shock moment in this parable. The Pharisee, for all his words of self-importance, was not one who came out on top. It was, in fact, the tax collector, with a prayer of, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." A prayer of being humble before God. That he was no one special, but recognised his need for God's mercy upon his life. Which brings us round to how we pray to God. Jesus' life while on earth consisted of prayer and teaching others how to pray, which includes asking, seeking, knocking, and waiting, and trusting in God. Prayer is a conversation between us and God, us coming before God to ask for what we need. We come before God to ask him to be with us, to help us, to comfort us, to love us, and those around us. We can't make God do those things for us. As was touched on last week with the parable of the widow and the judge, we don't kind of batter God into submission with our prayers. And we shouldn't do that to anyone when we ask for things. But God chooses to hear our prayers because that is the very nature of God, to love and to care for all that he has created. Sometimes, though, for various reasons, praying is actually quite hard to do. Yet from these few verses of the tax collector's prayer, we have the Jesus prayer, which goes like this. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And while the prayer is no magic formula for us to be made right with God, it can help to focus our minds and move us into an attitude of prayer, just slowly repeating it over and over again. The Jesus prayer helps us to recognise that we are in need of God's mercy and to come to God with an attitude of humbleness rather than boasting and self-importance. We can come before God and just be ourselves, just like the tax collector in our reading today. Amen. We pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.